Bad, the Ugly here. Good stories, bad stories, ugly stories. From Florida, we just talked about the 90-year-old who could hang, literally did hang for almost 3 minutes.
I'm working on trying now to get a pole that you two can hang off of here in the parking lot.
Me and B.B. Shea.
Well, B.B. Shea, when he said I can hang for a minute.
I might be tough. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, the other one is like planking. We do some planking at my gym. Do you plank?
I do plank. Core strength.
Core strength.
Yes. You got to strengthen that core.
I've eaten smoked meats off a plank.
It's pretty similar.
Your higher end restaurant, barbecue restaurants.
How long can you plank?
It's been a while. Probably at my peak, like only like a minute.
Yeah. A minute is really hard. And the planking record is like hours.
And there's different ways. There's, you know, you can be like in the push-up position or on your elbows, or you can do each side.
I find elbow to be the hardest, down on your elbows, like your forearms.
Yeah,
to
you
be
start
the
shaking right away.
You're shivering. I mean, and they make you hold it for like 90 seconds or whatever, and you're all your muscles are shaking.
I can plank for a minute.
Oh, let's see you do it.
Oh, this is
plank for
you're get out here.
Plank
for get out here right now.
Yeah, I'm kind of a co-sign with her on do it now.
That's kind of hard.
You are in a nice shirt. I don't want to see you mess up though.
Yeah,
take it off.
Rachel, get your camera ready. We're about to go viral.
I think you could do a minute
On the forearms or on the
well,
hands.
The forearms is harder, in my opinion. I'm not sure which is technically harder. But
I think that I don't know. I think that, but I don't have a lot of strength in my biceps or anything.
The forearms to me is pretty tough. After a minute, you're shaking pretty good, but I think you could do it.
Yeah.
But the point is that the record is like 3 hours. You know, it's really
that's nothing. I'm just kidding. No,
that's a lot. Yeah, that's... Here's the good story. It's not about any of that, but you'd love this, B.B. Shea. 82 years old. His name is Marty Lerner, Delray Beach, Florida. Made 2 holes in one in the same round.
What?
On Saturday.
That's impressive.
Yep. 115 yards on the second hole, and then on the ninth on a 127-yard par 3, of course. The first one was his first ever hole in one. At the next par 3 he played, his second hole in one.
Good for him.
Odds are 67 million to 1 to do something like that. 2 holes in one in the same round.
I couldn't imagine just getting one, but then a few holes later getting another one.
Yeah.
You know, my grandfather finally got a hole in one in his late 70s, and he swears it happens because the older he got, the slower his swing got. He didn't hit it as far, but he hit it more accurate, and his was on like a par 3 like that, like 100 and some odd yards.
Yes.
But he swore his swing got better as he got older because he wasn't swinging as hard. He still made contact with the ball. It would go about 100, 150 yards.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Well, that makes sense. I'm sure he's playing from the senior tees.
Yeah.
So it's 115.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 82.
Yeah.
So I'm impressed, certainly. And 2 in 1 day, I mean, that's just unbelievable. You know, how many people ever have had 2 holes in one in the same round? Less than 50?
Do you have to, what's the rule? You have to buy drinks if you get one?
Yeah, you buy a drink. If you get a hole in one, you have to buy everybody a drink in the clubhouse. Which even I might do at that point. That's why I don't play anymore.
Yeah, don't have to worry about that.
Right. There was a guy at Christian's party. We played golf together probably 20 years ago. And he says, when's our next round? I don't even have any clubs anymore.
No. Oh, you don't? You totally?
I gave them to my son, and he's either broken or lost some. I mean, I probably could put together like 7 clubs, you know.
Yeah.
Tin cup going out there, whoever, you know, putter boy dragging my clubs behind me. Yeah, I do not. I have not done that. Let's see. Do we have a good? Yes, we have another good story. A 9-year-old, total other end of the spectrum here. Logan Vandermart. He's in Michigan. He had learned CPR at school last Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, he was at a church service with his family, and a guy collapsed. This is 24 hours after learning CPR, and he did chest compressions and saved the guy's life.
At 9?
At 9. He's 9 years old. I believe this is mom and kid.
I heard a voice in my head telling me to go, so I sprinted over there, and it said some pretty good things about me. You gotta press down really hard. Then I did CPR on him.
God gave him supernatural strength to like just roll this man over and start performing CPR, gave him that knowledge because he learned that within 24 hours, used it. It was amazing.
24 hours after learning it, he uses it. We took a course here. I suggest Red Rachel and B.B. Shea, next time they come through, take the CPR course.
Yeah, now that you both are here.
I had to take it to graduate high school.
You did?
Really?
They made me take it to graduate. Now, I didn't have to get certified. I just had to take
Yeah.
Like a, I don't know, a week-long course.
Mm-hmm. It was a day, and Dave and I did it. We were worried about a show member.
Which one?
Well, he's still here.
Present company.
We were worried a show member might need us, so we decided to have a CPR expert, a paramedic, come in and give us a tutorial, and it took several hours, but it was worth it. I hope I remember how now. I don't know. It's been about 4 years.
You know, they change it all the time. My mom works with children, so she has to get re-registered every 2 years, and they change it every time.
Yeah.
It's always different.
It's true. At that time, it was like, should we or should we not do mouth-to-mouth? And the answer was yes, but you do it. You have some sort of sleeve or something, so my lips don't have to touch Biggie's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mention your name.
No, it's fine.
It was just an example.
The class took 3 hours because Dave kept tonguing the dummy.
Recess Annie. Yeah.
Oh, we know each other. Yeah.
Sir, if we could, okay. We have an instrument that covers the mouth now, sir.
No need.
No need.
No thanks. I'll just get in here one-on-one. Yeah. So, yeah, they have all of that. And that's when we had the AED defibrillators put installed.
Okay. I've seen it out there.
Make sure you know where it is. That kid.
Has anyone seen the key? That would be us.
That'd be us, wouldn't it? Yeah. The 9-year-old did chest compressions until they brought that machine over, which was at the church. And they said the kid saved his life.
Wow. That's amazing at 9.
Yeah.
Even if you did just learn it to actually use it.
I'd be so nervous, dude.
Oh, I know.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, yeah.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, he learned it the day before. Yeah. They had a class on it the day before at his school. And then he used it on Wednesday at his church. That was on Tuesday. Unbelievable. Bad story. Florida woman has been arrested. She urinated on furniture, a rug, a television, a coffee maker, a record player, a toaster, a typewriter, and chairs in her Airbnb where she was staying.
I believe it.
Posted videos on sex sites showing her peeing all over. I guess some people get off on a fetish like that.
Yeah, like R. Kelly. Yeah.
You go R. Kelly on us.
He's the golden boy for golden showers.
He's the one.
Yeah, he's the one.
Yeah, but if she's just peeing on everything, this must be a whole different.
Disgusting. $5,000 in damage. Do you worry if you'd have cameras in there, I guess, if you were have an Airbnb.
Well, and you don't know how it gets back to you, but I bet whoever owns the Airbnb, somehow it got back to them.
Right.
If it's on a site.
Right.
Then you're questioning the person that told you, because you're like, what are you looking at?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But you're glad you know.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. If you're on some nasty pee on me fetish site and you see a friend's Airbnb. Yeah.
Oh, that's Nicole's place. Oh, God. How could I bring this up?
Jeez. Yeah. How would you? But I would. I think you have to, if you see somebody's furniture being like that. She's peeing all over the furniture. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, and I've heard different, stories, probably made up. It is online.
Mm.
Somebody's wife starts an OnlyFans, doesn't tell the husband, making a little money on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say you discover
this
person on the OnlyFans site. What do you do? Who do you do you tell them?
Ooh.
Because what are you doing on the wife's OnlyFans yourself?
Tough.
You have to be like, my friend found it and sent it to me.
But then how would you?
It's real suspicious.
It is.
That's a good idea. I should do this.
Yeah. How would you go?
How do you
navigate those waters?
So it's kind of the same thing there, where it's like, if you're the person who spots it, it's like you got to tell them, because you're like, man, they peed on everything.
On this nasty website where they
peed. But what was I doing there on that website?
But I think you owe it to your friend to do something like that.